I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It's Atlanta night. We've got Candy Burris and Kiki Palmer here. Oh, man. I love them both. I may be small, but my empire is big. Anyway, we'll see you in there.
Her performances are moving and complex, and she counts her blessings and her checks. It's Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Kiki Palmer now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy in the Bravo Clubhouse at 11 p.m. on 11-11, reminding everyone to make a big wish in 11 minutes, but not all for the same thing. So I call dibs on the Hemsworth brothers, all right?
Oh.
My first guest is back for season 11 on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she may be small, but her family is it still growing? Here to fill us all in and sing better than I can, it's Candy Burris.
Yeah. Hey,
Candy. She is a talented young artist whose new single, Better to Have Loved, is out, as is her movie, Pimp, which she both stars in and executive produced, proving us all wrong about millennials. Welcome back, Kiki Palmer. Great to see you. Kiki, you're a big Candy fan, aren't you?
Yes, I love her. I done did videos to her songs, everything.
I love it.
Yes. I always put the guy who remixed my Money Making Monday song. Uh-huh. He put her on there, so I always repeat it and play it.
I know, I love it.
Over at the bar, he is the general manager of Candy Coated Entertainment, which means he knows where all the bodies are buried, although common sense says the sex dungeon. Say hi to Don Juan. Hey, Don Juan. Don Juan, I mean, I feel like I've known you for 10 or 11 years.
It's been a decade.
And you're finally here behind
the bar. I'm finally here.
I love it. Don Juan is almost always here backstage when Candy's here, but it's cool.
And you remember when Sanaa Lathan was here?
Yes.
And I missed it, and she didn't bring me that.
He was so mad. Oh, see, man, that's his
okay.
His favorite.
All right. Let's get started. By the way, what was your reaction in the premiere episode last week when Riley quoted NeNe to you and said, I said what I said?
She does it all the time.
She does?
She does. I said what I said.
Oh, my
God. She does it all the time.
That was amazing. Well, this season, Portia is deeply in love with Dennis's toothbrush. Take a look. This is so funny.
I was about to say, they just sent one. We got to share toothbrushes again.
Thank you very much.
So I asked you for it earlier. You didn't want to share? Because we in Miami.
Well, you want to?
I use it every day. But this toothbrush should stop. Bring me yours.
Hey,
bring me your toothbrush. Your toothbrush should stop.
Come on, babe, we got to go.
Bring me your toothbrush.
You don't think it's gross when we're at home?
Have y'all ever used your boyfriend or husband's toothbrush before?
No! That's disgusting.
Really?
No.
I'm almost about to throw up in the back of my mouth a little bit.
Do either of you use your significant other's toothbrush ever?
You know, it seems kind of gross, but I think it's happened before. Like, I think by accident, you know, you...
It's not so bad.
Yeah. It's not so bad. Well, the one thing we can always count on when the ladies travel is a fight for the best room. And this time, Marlo did not disappoint. Take a look.
Oh.
This is Marlo Hampton in room 365. Is there any way you can change me to a larger room?
Whose room is this?
What the hell? Maybe this is my room.
Okay.
How do you know for sure?
Because your room has your name on it.
Portia, you know what? 365.
How is the place where you guys are staying at, Portia?
But I'm also staying here.
Show me the damn room. Let me see.
Yes, let's go see. Yeah. Where is this room?
Marlo.
This is Marlo's stuff.
Where is my luggage?
They're down in the other room.
Oh, hell no. I know that Marlo did not just put all her stuff in my room.
That was hilarious, I have to say.
But you know what? The funny thing about Marlo, I had a feeling that she had done that because she was too happy about her room later.
Uh-huh.
At first, she was mad because it was too small. And then all of a sudden, she's like, no, I'm good. And I'm like, something's not right.
Right.
Something's not right.
Candy, I was so psyched to see that Will Ferrell stopped by the Old Lady Gang restaurant.
Yes.
He was campaigning for Stacey Abrams. How psyched were you?
Oh, man, I was so happy. First of all, I love him.
Yeah.
And then to know that when I met him in person, that he's just as cool as I thought he would be.
Yes.
You know, it was really cool.
That food is good, too. I've had it.
Have you been?
Yes, I have.
Wow. And now, is the second restaurant open yet?
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes. That's really cool.
Just open.
Yes. We mentioned it last week, but of course, Kenya had her baby last week. Mazel to her. I know you were at the baby shower.
Yes.
And what gift did you bring her?
Oh, well, I ordered it off her Amazon. I got her a crib, and
wow.
I got her the pump for her, you know, the milk.
Yes.
And I got her a couple other
things.
I bought her the things that I felt like I would really want, you know.
Yes. And have you seen the baby, and how is Kenya doing?
Kenya and the baby, everybody's doing great.
Great.
And I'm just so happy. Beautiful, beautiful baby.
It's great.
I'm so happy.
Candy and Kiki are here to answer your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Portia may be slowly introducing her friends to her new boyfriend, Dennis, but here's what. It seems like she can go ahead and tick Candy's name off the meet and greet roster because she already knows him. Take a look.
You know Candy.
Mm-hmm.
You've met her before?
Mm-hmm.
Portia was telling us about her new boo.
And I already knew that she was dating him, but I didn't want to say that.
I just know a few different women who have, you know, dated him.
Is he already talking about marriage? Don't always put out how badly you want to be married.
I think the advice that Candy has given me is pretty general. She probably would say that to anybody. But thank you.
Oh.
Okay, first of all, that advice didn't seem general to me, I think.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. You know, Portia and I, we had tried to make amends at the reunion.
Yes.
And so coming into this new season, we were trying to be on a better page. But it's kind of hard when you know something about their significant other.
Yes.
And I'm like, do I say something? Do I not say something?
So you started the season saying you were not going to say anything.
Yeah, and that was my intention. But then my thoughts were, okay, well, maybe if I could just tell her, just chill and slow down a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and get to know him a little bit more. That was my approach because, okay. I mean, I just felt like,
doesn't,
you know,
seem like she's taking it, and we'll see how that plays out. Second, next week on The Housewives of Atlanta, we meet the newest housewife, Shamari, and her husband, Ronnie DeVoe of New Edition. And here's what, when it comes to Candy and Escape, Ronnie seems to have a hard time minding his own R&B's wax.
Oh.
Take a look at this sneak peek.
You got some pointers you want to give Candy?
Y'all sound incredible. Y'all got hits. Placement. So the show just takes them on a journey, you know what I'm saying?
Placement. Right? I'm going to make sure I come in to see your show.
Like, yo, if my ain't right, please tell me.
Why are we bringing up my show
When your group was opening up with me, honey, you just need to give all that good advice to your wife right there. Don't come over here critiquing me.
Whoa! All right.
Listen. Okay, first of all, let me say I love Ronnie and I love Shamari.
Okay.
But it just caught me off guard when, you know, we were there to support Shamari.
Yes.
And then he just starts on me and my group. I'm like, hold on. And then it's hard because, you know, when you're friends with somebody, you don't want to go in.
And I was like, is Shamari a good addition to the group, do you think? We'll meet her next week.
Well, yes. Well, yes. First of all, Shamari is a wild child. She's a free spirit. And I love her honesty. She's like brutally honest.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I feel like it's much needed in this group.
All right. Finally, Kiki may have her own label called Big Boss Entertainment, but does that make her the authority on all other bosses in the entertainment industry? Maybe not, but tonight we're going to pretend it does. So here's what. Kiki, we're going to go through some notable celebrity couples. You tell us who is the boss in each relationship.
Okay.
Who do you think the boss is with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
Meghan.
Who do you think the boss with Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin is?
Justin.
Who do you think the boss is with Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Beyonce. Oh.
Okay. Who do you think the boss is with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith?
You know what? I watched her Red Table Talk, so I think it was Will, but now it's even.
What about Kim and Kanye?
Kim.
What about Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx?
I think it's even with them.
You
I think
do.
They both the boss.
Okay.
They keep their stuff private. I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about JT and Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake?
JT.
Okay. What about Oprah and Stedman?
Oprah.
All right, thank you very much.
Was that even a question?
I know.
Like, for real.
Let's go to Doreen from Alberta, Canada. Hey, Doreen, what's your question?
Hello, amazing Andy. And hi, beautiful, talented ladies.
Hey.
My question is for Candy.
Okay.
And since you've known Dennis, what do you think about his engagement to Portia and him gifting her expensive gifts like the Rolex and $700,000 engagement ring?
Okay, let me say this. I did not know Dennis. I said I knew people who dated Dennis.
Okay.
So let me be clear. He and I, you know, in passing, we may have seen each other prior to then, but we didn't know each other.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I just had friends who knew him well.
We see each other.
Yeah, and as far as the gifts, he had been gifting a lot of people in the past. So it was, that was
where you getting all that money?
Okay.
I don't know. That's what you got to talk to. Well, no, he has businesses.
Yes.
Yeah, he has a lot of businesses.
He has lounges and hot dog places.
And can I make this clear?
Yes.
I mean, Portia and I are in a better place now.
Good.
But as you will see on the season, it went to a not-so-great place.
By the way, it was really sweet seeing you all surprise Nene and gather around her, and it must have been jarring to see Greg for the first time.
Oh, my gosh. It was. We're so used to Greg being the strong one.
Yeah, he's always the rock.
He's always the rock in for everybody, really, because whenever anybody's going through anything, he always has the right things to say for everybody.
Yeah.
And so to be in that position where you had to have the right thing to say to him, it just was like, wow, what do I say? How do I make him feel better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meredith R. emailed, Kiki, when was the last time you spoke to Trey Songz, and has he apologized since betraying your trust?
Never. To both.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He has never apologized?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Let's go to Patty from Texas. Hey, Patty, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Also want to say hi to Kiki and Candy.
Hi.
Hey.
And, hey, my question is for Kiki.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about the rumors that you might be starring in an Escape biopic as Candy?
Oh, you know what? I heard in an interview, and I was very happy, that Candy was like, if, you know, someone, I think maybe it could be Kiki, but I don't, right. No one has ever reached out to me beyond that. I just heard
well,
that.
Well, they haven't started casting it yet.
Okay.
They haven't.
I would like to see this.
I would love to.
You like it?
I'd love you to be open to it.
Yes.
But I would love
as long as it's all about Candy.
Yes.
It would be awesome.
Let's go to Heather from Arizona. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Candy. Candy, just wanted to know if you have spoken or seen Kim Zolciak since last year's reunion. Nope.
Kiki Jolene R. wants to know if there's any truth to the rumors you were being considered for the part of Ariel in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid.
Ooh. Who said that?
I don't know. You
I would live
said
for
that?
That. I would be living for that if
you
that
would.
Was true.
You would. that's funny. That is funny. Candy, Jerry D said you were recently on Queen Radio with Nicki Minaj, but be honest, whose side were you on in the Nicki Cardi beef?
Yes!
Oh, there y'all go. Let me say this. I got much love for both of them. Yes, yep. I was on the show with Nicki, but she and I was talking about sex the whole time when I was on it.
Wonderful.
We weren't even talking about the drama between the two of them.
And so whose side were you on?
There should be a side. I feel like they decided on that day that they didn't want to talk about it no more. So I feel like nobody else should be talking about it.
All right.
Let them handle it as women. You know, they're doing big things. What I would love to see is for them to be able to continue to do their career without everybody else chiming in on the drama.
Right. Because
I feel like when outside people chime in, I know we all have fans and they want to stick up for us, but it makes it bigger.
Yes. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Alina from Tampa.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, I just want to say hi, Andy. Hi, Nikki. Hi. I mean, not Nikki. Kiki. And hi, Candy. My question is for Candy.
Okay.
Now that you and Portia are in a better place, do you think you and Phaedra will ever come to mend? And do you talk to Apollo?
Nah.
No, you don't?
Absolutely not. Come on now, Kiki. Like, no. But... Absolutely not. Like, that was too far. That was too much. I've never heard anything. No apologies, no nothing. And I'm cool with that. We don't have to ever talk again, and I'm good. Let's move forward.
It's game time, everybody. Since it's a brisk autumnal evening, we're going to warm things up a bit with a game that'll hopefully leave us as hot as Marlo in a wool hat in Miami. It's time for Candy Kiki Nights.
Yeah.
We're going to turn the lights low and the music up as I read sensual Never Have I Ever scenarios. If you have done any of those things, you'll take a sip of your drink. If you have done it, you take a sip of your drink.
Okay.
Never have I ever had sex in a hot tub under the stars. If you have done it, you take a sip.
Yes.
Y'all know I did that. We talked about it on the show.
Okay. Never have I ever gotten kinky in the back of a movie theater during a date night.
You said, wait, what now?
Kinky in the back of a movie theater during a date night. Oh, there goes Kinky. All right.
I think I have, but that was so long ago.
Never have I ever woken up next to a stranger after a night of hardcore partying. What's a stranger?
Oh, no, I don't know strangers.
Everyone's a friend. Never have I ever taken a naughty photo and sent it to someone as a good night pic. No.
I'll send pictures.
No
and
face,
I don't
no
do
case.
Me.
Never have
no
I ever.
Video.
Oh, Don Juan's drinking. Never have I ever made a booty call to someone past midnight.
What's considered a booty call?
What you doing, Tex? What you doing?
Right. WYD.
WYA, where you at?
Never have I ever showed up to my lover's house late at night in lingerie and a trench coat.
I wish I could do something that bold.
Never have I ever watched porn with my significant other before bedtime.
Oh.
All right. There you go. Thanks for playing. How did you prepare to play a pimp?
Yes.
Yeah, that was, it was difficult, you know. It's not like I know any pimps offhand to
right.
call in contact.
Right.
But I really just took my time and really focused on the heart of the film. Not so much that aspect, but the love between the girlfriend and the lifestyle that Wednesday was had grown up in.
Well, congratulations on the movie. Let's go to Reese from California. Hey, Reese, what's your question?
Hi, everybody. My question is for Kiki.
Okay.
Kiki, have you heard from Kylie Jenner since you spoke about her and authenticity online? And who are your social media role models that you think people should look up to?
Have you spoken to Kylie or heard from...
No, you know, that statement, she was used as an example. It wasn't like a meant to be a personal attack, but just my comments on how the world will tell you to change, and then when you do, they appreciate you for it. Or sometimes they hate you still. It's like... I hate how they force that sometimes on young people to change.
Yeah.
When you're beautiful just how you are. If your lips aren't full, who said that only full lips is beautiful? Who said that only big butt is beautiful? Mm-hmm. So that was really my comment. I use her as an example because that was the situation. And then role models, I don't know. I think, you know, the best role models are people that you've actually seen in your life and you actually see their growth.
Yeah.
As opposed to pictures and photos online and stuff like that, because you don't really know the life that person is living and leading. Not to say you can't get, you know, quotes and good positive vibes from going to certain people's pages, but when I'm thinking role model, I feel like that should be somebody that you actually know.
Very good. Our jackal goes to something we already touched upon but needs repeating. So for everyone who's listening, especially you, Portia, toothbrushes are not for sharing. According to Dennis, it puts you at risk for spreading bacteria or viruses like cold, strep, or even herpes, as well as bits of your partner's day-old food that got stuck in the bristles.
Ooh.
Do you really want to transfer pre-eaten broccoli into your mouth? Ignore what you were taught in grade school. Sharing is not caring. As a gift, we got you all a personalized little... toothbrushes. We got one for you too, Don Juan. Thanks, everybody. We're back with Candy Burris from the Real Housewives of Atlanta and Kiki Palmer from the movie Pimp. It's in theaters and on demand now. Her new single, Better Tour of Love, is out now. You can download it. Behind the bar, he is the GM of Candy Coated Entertainment, Don Juan. Don Juan, you single these days?
Yes, unfortunately.
Does Candy ever try to set you up?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
Wait, hold on. Why you say that like it's a bad thing?
I don't want you to set me up.
Why? Oh. Why wouldn't I? I would give you someone great.
Yeah, you would.
I'm good.
Whatever.
Be good, love.
Candy, maybe you'll set me up with someone that you were gonna set Don Juan up with.
I think I can do that.
Yeah, I think you could too.
Don Juan, let him set you up.
Oh, okay. let's go to Gabby from San Antonio. Hey, Gabby, what's your question?
Hello, 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 Andy.
Hi.
My question is for Candy. Okay. I just want to say hello to Kiki and also to Don Juan.
Okay.
My question is for Candy, but first of all, Candy, I got to say congrats on OLG, the concession at the arena.
Oh, thank you.
And I just want to wish
you're doing the concession at the arena too, OLG?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so awesome.
That's great.
Thank you.
And I just want to wish you much success in 2019, Candy, because you sure deserve it.
Thank you.
And let's both of us keep flying above all those haters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my question. Were you surprised that Portia and Marlo are hanging out after all the doormat drama? And do you think that their friendship is really going to last?
You know what? I was shocked that they were able to mend it so quickly. But it seemed like it was a genuine connection again, because I think all of us came into this new season, you know, trying to have an open mind of, you know, mending fences with each other, you know. And so while we were actually out in Miami, they went out later that night with, and actually Marlo was the first one to meet Dennis. Well, that Portia introduced Dennis to.
Yeah. Kiki, Taylor A. wants to know, when you first heard Drake's lyrics, Kiki, do you love me? Did you think it might be about you?
No. Yeah, I would be surprised if he asking me that.
Candy, Skylar F. texted, have you heard Kim Zolciak's song Wig, and what do you think of it?
No, I haven't.
You need to listen.
Well, what do you think of it?
You know
the better
what?
Question.
I think it's catchy.
Well, why'd you say you need to
because
listen?
Because I really want to know what you think.
You know, like you are the shade king.
I know. Candy, Helen, I texted, when you met Barack Obama, did he recognize you and did you get a chance to ask him anything? You were campaigning for Stacey Abrams and he was too. Mm-hmm. I know you got a photo together.
Well, it was a random in passing photo.
Oh, okay.
Like he came, he shook our hands. I wasn't ready, man. His security was like, don't put the camera past the line or whatever. So I was like, okay. And I was trying to do this. And then I was like, he's coming. So I put my phone down and I didn't get the picture.
Right.
But my friend took a picture of us from the back. And I'm looking like this.
Yes, friend.
You know, but I didn't care. I was happy.
So you didn't get to, like, speak to...
Let me tell you this. Okay, this sounds like a stalker, but Obama's hands are so soft.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that on my post because I was like, that sounds kind of stalkerish. But his hands were so soft.
Have you met Mrs. Obama?
No.
Okay.
Is that inappropriate for me to talk about how
soft his hands? No. Okay.
He has soft hands.
Okay, I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Like, yeah, I was shocked. And I was like, well, all right.
Let's go to Grace from Virginia. Hey, Grace, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Kiki.
Okay.
Did any of the Scream Queens plot lines ever make you roll your eyes? And did you think it jumped the shark by the end of the show?
Roll my eyes, like, bad way?
Yeah.
No, not romance like that way, but at the end of the show, I was quite shocked that my character started saying, but the gag is!
Right. Oh, really?
Yes, I was definitely shocked. But, you know, I think the beauty of that show was that it did as much as it did, and like the creator said, shout out to Brad and Ryan, they said, you know, we told all the stories we could
and
tell with
done.
This, and then we're done.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I want to thank Candy and Kiki and Don Juan for more. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.